Let's talk about description as you develop a paragraph. What is description? Description presents facts, images, and impressions of people, places, things, and events. It records what we see, hear, feel, taste, touch, and smell. Good description not only presents information, but it brings subjects to life. Saudi Arabia is a striking blend of shopping malls and mosques, camels and BMWs, vast deserts and palatial fountains. Nice, huh? It has lots of descriptive words that go back to the senses. Exhausted by the 6-week trial, Ted Mendoza tapped the phone nervously, unsure how to tell his boss about the jury's verdict. Notice again how it creates an impression of a person. So how do we create a dominant impression? The goal in writing description is not to list every detail you can think of, but to highlight a major point by creating dominant impressions readers will remember. If you attempt to provide readers with everything you can remember about your first apartment, your description can become a jumble of obvious and trivial details. So, it's really important to, tell the things that really matter. For example, here's a very jumbled and cluttered thing. On August 23rd, 2001, I moved into my first apartment, an upper flat at 2634 North Newhall. The living room had a sofa and a coffee table. On the right side of the room was a series of wall units containing books and CDs. On the left side of the room was a small desk and a stereo. The TV was opposite the sofa. Behind the sofa were three large windows and a door, which opened onto a small porch. There were two small bedrooms. They did not have closets, but had built-in wardrobes. The dining room was large, with built-in buffets and large windows. The kitchen was a small, L-shaped room. It contained a stove, a refrigerator, and a large sink. Next to the kitchen was a small bathroom with a tub but no shower. Although awkward, the flat had a plenty of space for my friends when they came over. I only lived there a year, but I remember it fondly. Now, okay, this example is one that provides a lot of details. It doesn't tell us very much. Now, honestly, I sort of liked it, but it was boring. So let's hear a more effective description. And it deletes minor and obvious details, and it really tries to, create a dominant impression. My first apartment was a large, ill-designed flat. The spacious living and dining rooms featured large French windows, built-in buffets, palatial moldings, and ornate doorknobs. In contrast, the L-shaped kitchen was so narrow, only one person could squeeze past the refrigerator. The child-sized bedrooms looked like crew quarters on a battleship. Both were 9x9, made smaller by built-in wardrobes. But the large living room was perfect for my friends. I lived only a block from campus, and almost every afternoon, friends dropped by to crash, eat takeout, watch soaps, play video games, or surf the internet to conduct research for Econ 101. That oddly shaped flat became a collective crash pad, student union, and library. We worked, partied, dated, and tutored each other through our toughest year of college. I've moved to a better apartment. We'll always think of that odd flat as the best place to have spent my first year away from home. Interesting. Well, it's a lot different because instead of being so factual, you hear it has a lot of voice. It has a lot of opinions, lots of experiences. So it puts in a lot more. It really depends on what you want to write about, though. So just think about that. What is the overall impression you want to create? So how you want to shape the reader's impression and how you want to impact the reader is really how you will select the supporting details to include. Hope that's helpful. Talk to you soon.